Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. My name is Bruno Robino, and I'm in charge of FICOMPASS with the European Investment Bank. On behalf of our team, I am delighted to welcome you to this webinar called Financial Needs in the Agricultural and Agri-Food Sectors in France. This is organized by FICOMPASS, which is a European Commission initiative, together with the European Investment Bank, the EIB. As some of you may know, FICOMPASS has just completed an important task. Recently, we have finalized and published a study on financial needs in the agriculture and agri-food sector in 24 member states of the EU, based on feedback from 7,600 farmers and 1,200 agri-food companies in the whole of Europe. We have 24 individual reports, one per member state in the EU, and this study aims at identifying and describing the main issues, trends, and phenomena that characterize the agricultural and agri-food sector. You may find under library on our website these 24 reports. So this is the agenda for this webinar, which is the fifth of a series of regional events organized by FICOMPASS since last September. For this particular webinar, we have decided to focus on access to funding and the problems, issues that may arise in the agriculture and agri-food sector in France. So we have a very diversified agenda. We will start with two opening statements from DG Agri and the French Ministry of Agriculture. Then we will take the recent study carried out by FICOMPASS in order to understand the present needs for financing and the most recent trends in the agriculture and agri-food sector in France. We will hear a couple of experiences with financial instruments in France, all outgoing or ongoing, rather, with outstanding results for some of them. Then we will consider a particular instrument called Alterna, launched by the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region, launched in 2018, if I remember well. And we will talk about new legislation within the framework of EFRD. And finally, we will listen to DG Agri, who will make the closing statement.